So are you working out?
I am. I went back.
You're back with your trainer?
Oh, can I tell you? I went back on Monday. No, when did I got back on Monday. Friday I went, and then yesterday I really kind of started my Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's what I'm doing. And he, David Pritchard, who is my trainer, said, I've got a deal for you. If you sign up, I just want a deal. Okay? That's my life. It's all about. It's all about getting a deal.
You bet.
He says, okay, sign up for a year. Sign up for a year of working out. And I was like, oh, yeah, I can do that. So I signed up for a year. Now I'm committed to 120 sessions.
Well, you're going to be buff.
Well, let me tell you, this is the real problem. And you know, I've been working out with David since it'll be like 2 years in May. But, of course, I leave town to go work. And when I leave town, like I bring that big ball with me, you know, those big plastic balls that I'm supposed to do all of this work on the ball. I just kind of bounce on it. And I keep wondering, how come I'm getting a little chubby? Okay. So what I do, I have this whole thing about fat anyway. But so you know what I did? And I'm going to be incredibly honest and just put it out there because I made an appointment with a plastic surgeon.
Oh, are you going for lipo?
I went for my liposuction consultation. Well, I went, and he says, take off your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So I took off my shirt, and this man grabbed the fat around my gut, which, can I tell you, I'm a man of 47 years old, and that's where we, you know, that's where we get our fat. Well, he grabbed my fat, and he says to me, this isn't fat.
What is it?
This is skin. And I was like, whatever it is, it kind of hurts.
You're hurting me right now.
You are grabbing my skin hard. And he says, you don't need liposuction. In fact, you would be very disappointed in liposuction. What you need is a tummy tuck. And I thought, you need a kick in the butt, baby. I said, I don't need a tummy tuck. I can't.
How does he
I have 4 days. I have like 4 days where I thought I could get a little suction. And he says, no.
Hold on, big shooter.
It's a tummy tuck that you need. So I said, well, I don't want a tummy tuck. So I left the office bummed.
Yeah. You know,
that was one disappointed middle-aged homosexual leaving that doctor's office.
You wanted some lipo?
I thought, I just want a little bit. So I left and I bought a cake. And a car.
And a car?
I did. I left there. I bought an Angel Food cake with the buttercream frosting and Jimmy's for Pick and Save. Ate the whole thing and went out and bought an SUV because I thought I'd look smaller. And okay, so I bought this SUV. I bought this Hyundai Santa Fe. Have you seen them?
Yeah, they're pretty sharp looking.
Well, they're sharp looking.
Yeah.
My brother Michael says, are you sure it's not a Santa Gay?
Yeah.
And my sister Maureen says, are you sure it is a Santa Fag? It's like, give me a break, for God's sake. So the guy who's doing the car thing, he says, okay, so what? I called him from Florida because I had done this lipo thing. Like, I was home for 4 days, did the lipo consultation, flew back to Florida, and I called the guy who got me my last car, which was the Toyota Echo. Remember the Echo?
Sure.
Well, you know, it's as big as a shoe.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm driving down the highway, and, you know, people are like, look at that old homo in a shoe. Oh, well. So I says, okay, this is what I want. He says, what color do you want? And I says, I'd like either alpine white or pewter. And he says, so either white or silver, right? I said, humor this homo. So I got pewter. So I got, you know, because my lack of lipo, I did end up with a cake and a car.